Would you turn to Psalm 37, please? Psalm 37. Psalm 37 and verse 1. Let's speak it together, please. Do not fret because of evildoers. Do not be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only causes harm. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plots against the just, and gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees that his day is coming. It isn't here yet, but it's coming. The wicked have drawn the sword, and have bent their bow, to cast down the poor and the needy, to slay those who are upright, of the upright what? Conduct. Those who are walking right with God. Those who have the fear of the Lord. Those who the Lord is before them in everything they do. It says, their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the what? The righteous. So please understand something, that we are in the land of, and I'm just going to get right to it, we're in a land of witchcraft. Now, there is witchcraft here. We are in a land of witchcraft, and it's been going on since the deception that happened in the garden. Because witchcraft is associated with deception, it's manipulation. And in this deception, in this manipulation, and in this witchcraft, one of the things that the enemy likes to do is to bring control. He likes to control us. Because witchcraft is influence. And in this influence, he wants us to serve his purpose, his agenda, and his will, and not the will of the Lord. So there's a constant fight. There's a constant battle, isn't there? We live in a war zone, because the earth is a war zone in the universe. It's been chosen as the planet of war. The ruler of this earth is Satan. He has powers of darkness, principalities, wickedness in heavenly places. They work together as a military, and they perform the rituals, the writs, and the things that promote witchcraft to control individuals. And we've got to become more alert of what's going on right now. And if we see what's happening right now, you may stand, you know, you may be looking at, why don't believers understand what's going on in the world? Why are they wanting to put someone in that is a liar and a thief? Why do they want to put somebody in office that lies? Why promotes same-sex marriage or abortion? Why is there so much? Why do they not see? And it's because of witchcraft. Because witchcraft brings blindness. Go to Psalm 7. Why do people turn their back on the Lord? Why is all of a sudden somebody who has a kind, gentle heart become cold? It's because of witchcraft. So many times people think of witchcraft as some old witch stirring some, brewing something, boiling something, you know, all of these herbs and whatever, you know. They're always thinking of this witchcraft. Whoa, I must have touched something, drank something, or whatever. No, you just have to receive what he speaks. It puts people in a trance, and they don't even know that they're in it. And they think they're okay. But they're really deceived. They're blinded. In Psalm 7, in verse 14, is everybody there? What does it say? Behold the what? Wicked brings forth iniquity. Yes, he conceives trouble and brings forth what? Falsehood. Now listen. Wicked. Wicked is associated with witchcraft. Those who do wickedness is because they're under the influence of witchcraft. It says it brings forth iniquity. Iniquity is a curse on an individual and their family line. Sin is the presence of evil. A transgression is when you act on the presence of evil because you obeyed it. And iniquity brings a curse on you and your family line. Everybody got it? So it says here that wickedness or wicked brings forth iniquity. It is an ancestral curse, a self-imposed curse, or even a temporary curse. But these are curses that come on family lines and open the door to witchcraft and manipulation. Does everybody got this? Psalm 51. This is something that must be battled on a daily basis. And I believe that not enough individuals are battling this. You can get dressed with the full armor of God, all right, and still be influenced and manipulated by wickedness. You know, you can pray and still not obey because of the influence of wickedness. This is an area where that must be battled and brought down. It must be destroyed. The first thing that must happen is it must be recognized. Because if it's not recognized, that everyone in the earth is under witchcraft. The only way to come out of it is to come under the blood of Christ and acknowledge it and destroy it. This is where the word says, cleanse yourself from your past, because it's all involved with witchcraft. You know, the Bible talks about accursed items. Well, accursed items are things that have been preyed on to transfer witchcraft. There are kids all over the world in certain areas, especially impoverished areas, where they get paid to perform witchcraft. People come home from other countries and bring things with them that are called souvenirs. And they are accursed items because witchcraft has been placed on them. You know, the Bible talks about the anointing of the Lord when Paul would pray, he would wear handkerchiefs or aprons, and then he would take that apron or handkerchief and give it to people, and people would get delivered or healed, and demons would leave them, because that's an anointing from the Lord. But the devil has an anointing to bring you in bondage and deception and put blinders on you. It's called witchcraft. And it brings people into the flesh. They call it carnal. One of the things it promotes is carnal eyes. And that's what I want to talk about, carnal eyes. Because witchcraft promotes carnal eyes. And it causes an individual to love the things of the world. The Bible says anyone who loves the world is an enemy of God. That's why the Bible tells us that the love of money is the root of all evil. Because it's only carnal eyes. Psalm 51. Verse 5 and 6. Is everybody there? That ought to wake you up, huh? A sneeze from the pulpit to wake us up. Let's speak it together. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity. In other words, I was brought forth in a curse. Where there's a curse, there's witchcraft. And in sin, my mother what? Conceived me in darkness. So you and I were born as offsprings of darkness under the control of witchcraft. The only way to come out of it is through the blood of Christ, recognize it, and begin to break these things off of our life. Look at verse 6. It says, behold, you desire what? Truth in the inward parts. So that means that there was deception there, isn't there? We're born blind and deceived. And in the hidden parts, you will make me to know what? Wisdom. It's wisdom from above. So you and I were conceived, we were born with a curse under the control of witchcraft. Is everybody okay? You may say, not me. Well, there it is. Why? Because rebellion is witchcraft. Go to 1 Samuel 15. 1 Samuel 15, verse 22. It's almost like people are under a spell. That's what witchcraft is. They're under a spell. Their focus is limited. They're unstable, double-minded, and confused. They rely on what they feel. Let me share something with you, and we'll go deeper into this. God speaks to us spirit to spirit. The devil speaks you through your soul. 1 Samuel 15, 22. So Samuel said, has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the what? Sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king. A king is a warrior. Your first calling and my first calling is priesthood. We must fulfill priesthood. It is one who ministers to the Lord. If you can't minister to the Lord, you got no right ministering to nobody. If you can't minister to the Lord, that's worship and minister to him. You will not fulfill kingship, which is a warrior. Because you won't earn the trust. He'll know if he sends you into a place to warfare, you'll be taken out. These are levels that are earned by the Lord. Go to Galatians 3. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 1. O foolish Galatians, who has what? Who has what? Bewitched you. That you should not obey the truth. So when witchcraft is involved, are you obeying the truth? No, what you're doing is you're making up your own truth. You're taking a piece of truth, manipulating it, justifying it, bending it, and turning it for yourself. Don't even realize you're doing it. Because you're under that spell. That's where people become complacent and compromised. Oh, I only watch pornography on weekends. Hello. Well, I only have one drink a day. Do you understand? I live with my girlfriend, but we don't sleep together. What, today? These are things that are a form of rebellion, things that are displeasing to the Lord. It doesn't matter what level it is. If it's displeasing, it's rebellion. And that means an individual is under the spell of witchcraft. You know, many of us have performed witchcraft or associated with it, not even realizing it. Did you ever go to a restaurant and read the fortune cookie? Well, you just opened yourself up to a curse. Yeah. Well, I didn't do it on purpose. Well, the devil isn't going to tell you today I'm going to curse you. Did you ever read your horoscope? Did you ever lie to someone? All that's forms of witchcraft. Did you ever watch freaky movies like Night? Look what they have right now. They've got, what's it called? Dead Men Walk. What is it? The Walking Dead. They promote death. One of the ways that witchcraft controls people is by fear. The Bible says God's not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and sound mind. So behind witchcraft is fear, because it controls an individual. Fear of loss, fear of not having, fear, because fear protects pride. So it's always associated with self. Who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus was clearly portrayed among you as crucified? This only I want to learn from you, verse 2. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Are you so deceived? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect in the flesh? Wow. One of the things witchcraft does is bring a person from the Spirit into the flesh, where the person is now relying on their talents and abilities. No, they only have a partial dependency on God, but not a full dependency. I'm telling you, Lord is going to strip things away from us until we are completely dependent on Him. It's just a matter of time where the completion of the stripping comes. But it's happening. It's called judgment. God brings judgment to rescue us from wrath. We are to expose these things in our life, not promote them. Amen? Bewitched, manipulated, influenced, and controlled by evil forces of fear. They are called wickedness in heavenly places in Ephesians 6, in verse 12. Ephesians 6 and verse 12. See, but we have the power and the authority of the tongue. The Bible says that death and life is in the power of the tongue. It's our responsibility to keep breaking this stuff off. You know why? Because the enemy's always trying to put the scales back on our eyes. It's on a daily basis. He's trying to put the scales on our eyes so that we can only see carnally, not spiritually. You know, the Spirit said to me, He said, freedom is suppressed by the lack of seeing things through. Freedom is suppressed by the lack of seeing things through, because you can't see things through with carnal eyes. You see them through with the eyes of the Spirit. Everybody got it? You must have spiritual eyes to see things through. In Ephesians 6:12, it says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. These spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places means that they are praying against you. They are praying against you. These are forces of evil in unseen places. There are territorial spirits, principalities. They rule over nations and countries, cities and towns. If you've ever gone in an area where there's a lot of poverty, addiction and prostitution, is because it's been manipulated by witchcraft, a curse. And in this, we've got, think about drugs. The word pharmakia comes from the word, is a Greek word, in translation, meaning black magic, witchcraft, and sorcery. So when you and I were using drugs or alcohol, whatever, we were contributing. We were opening the door to these things. In 1 John chapter 5, What we're seeing right now is a tremendous involvement. Listen, if the leader of the country is controlled by witchcraft, there's more witchcraft in the country. That's why right now we are seeing more evil than we've ever seen in this country. Because it's coming from the head. Everybody got it? It's coming from the head of this country down, and it's spreading across this country. And it causes confusion and division. And it causes an individual's heart that was warm to become cold. In 1 John chapter 5, in verse 19, I think. Yes. Is everybody there? Well, let's start at verse 18. And we know that whoever is born of God does not what? Sin or associated with darkness. But he who has been born of God, what? Keeps himself. In other words, he keeps himself in a place where he can see. So that means he's keeping himself cleansed. And the wicked one does not what? Touch him or influence him. Verse 19. We know that we are of God and the whole world lies under the sway. What do you think the word sway means? Witchcraft. Of the wicked one. The whole world lies under witchcraft. What does it do? It promotes rebellion. Go to 2 Timothy chapter 3. No, it's just how I feel. Well, hello. I just feel like being a jerk. I just feel rebellious. Well, you're being influenced. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1. But know this, in the last days, perilous times will what? Come. In other words, there'll be more influence of demonic forces with witchcraft. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money. So we see self and money. Boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers without self-control, brutal despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, and having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people do what? Turn away. Now you may say, well, I don't do all of them. Do you do one of them? One of them. For of this sort are those who creep into households, ministries, and make captives of gullible men and women, and load down with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. In other words, they learn and never break through. Because they're under witchcraft, they're under the spell, they're under the curse. They can't, their self is number one. They can't get self behind them. They're always fighting. All of the, self is always number one. Me, myself, and I. Me, myself, and I. Me, myself, and I. Me, myself, and I. That is witchcraft. You are under the influence of witchcraft and under the spell of deception. And the reason why an individual can't remove self because of fear. What will happen if I surrender? What will happen if I give up? What will people think? You kidding? I can't give a tithe. Who's going to pay my bills? See, there's no trust in God. Or not enough trust in God. The Bible says, trust the Lord with all of your heart. All of your heart. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And verse 3. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are what? Perishing. Whose minds the God of this age has what? Blinded. Blinded. Remember, brings blindness. Who do not believe, who do not follow, lest the light of the gospel, the glory of Christ, who is in the image of God, should shine on them. So we're seeing it that the God of this world blinds individuals born into this world. It causes an individual to only see through carnal eyes. They can't see through spiritual eyes, so they can't see things through. So if we are born with these eyes, we are born blinded. And this influence that controls us and influences us, keeps us in the flesh, has a form of godliness, but is rebellion. Rebellious, non-submissive. Can't trust. And these individuals that rely on how they feel all the time. And they used the word, they exchanged the word for feeling for belief. Oh, I just believe it's because they feel. See, they call their feeling system a belief system. So it's a form of witchcraft. Remember, God speaks spirit to spirit. The enemy speaks through your soul. Is everybody okay? So we're constantly fighting to keep these scales off. Always. John chapter 9. John chapter 9. Jesus heals a man who was blind. And after Jesus heals the man, he goes away. And in verse 35, Jesus said that he had heard that they had cast this man out. And when he had found him, Jesus said to him, "Do you believe in the Son of God?" And he answered and said, "Who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him?" Because remember, he was blind. He didn't see Jesus heal him. Jesus said to him, "You have both seen him, and it is he who is talking with you." Then he said, "Lord, I believe," and he worshiped him. Why? Because he got his sight. People who do not worship cannot see. Does everybody got it? See, when you worship, it brings the presence of God, which breaks the anointing. Without the presence of God, I mean, and this anointing, which breaks the anointing breaks the yoke, excuse me. So when you worship the Lord, it brings the anointing that breaks the yoke, that breaks the blindness and removes the scales. When Saul, who was out, and he was out to chase all the believers and catch believers and so forth, right? Not King Saul. Saul who became Paul. Well, before he became Paul, the Lord had to slap him off his hook, off his horse. So he had a visitation from the Lord. But the amazing thing is that Saul was blind for 3 days, who was Paul. What did he do? He took away his carnal eyes. He could not see naturally for 3 days. And then the Lord visited Ananias in a vision, and he said, "Ananias, go over there and lay hands on him. And I'm going to baptize him in the Holy Ghost, and his scales are going to come off." So Ananias went over there and said, "Saul, you've been running around persecuting. The Lord has sent me to you. I don't know why he chose you, but you've been persecuting the church, killing its people, causing great havoc. But God has chose you." Laid his hands on him. He received the Spirit, got baptized in the Holy Ghost, and the scales came off of his eyes, and he's able to see spiritually now, because the things he was doing was because he was influenced by witchcraft. Witchcraft is also religion. Jesus did not come to bring religion, but to expose it, because it is a belief system that brings people into bondage. Oh, hallelujah. Is everybody okay? Verse 39. And Jesus said, "For judgment I have come into this world, that those who do not see may see, and that those who see may be made what? Blind." In other words, those who say they see, hello? He's going to blind them. Didn't Saul thought he saw? Amen? But he didn't. He became blind, didn't he? And those who have been blinded will see. See, you and I were blinded. We were born blind. We're born blind to the things of the Spirit. We're born blind. We've been an influence and utilized like a puppet. The things that we did was to fulfill how we felt, not because of truth. You might have known truth, but couldn't obey it. You and I knew what was right and wrong. We already knew what pleased God and displeased God. We were born with it. But the influence that controlled us, manipulated us, brought fear and confusion and a hardened heart. Because a hardened heart is associated with rebellion and stubbornness. Amen? And 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Much influence of deception, of witchcraft. First Thessalonians chapter 5. And verse 23. It says, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and what? Body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." In other words, we are made of three parts: a spirit, a soul, and a body. Your spirit is what communes with God. Your soul is what interprets what God is saying. And our body does the works. Witchcraft speaks to the soul. So, if your soul doesn't know the voice of God, it's going to obey the voice of the devil. God ministers to, that's why he's spirit, God ministers to our spirit. The devil ministers to your soul. That's why it's important that we renew our soul, that we stay refreshed with the Word of God. We're constantly battling that. Does everybody got it? We're constantly battling that, aren't we? Oh, hallelujah. Witchcraft speaks deceptions. It also brings delusion. So if it speaks deception, in other words, deception is something you hear. Delusion is something you see. I'm going to say that again. Deception is something you hear. Delusion is something you see. So if your belief system is flawed, your perception is flawed, correct? That's because of witchcraft. The enemy wants to keep us in a state of deception, so the carnal eyes are always the ruling vision. Keeps us under control. Again, the influence here is emotional deception, establishing visual delusion. Emotional deception, visual delusion. Emotional deception, visual delusion. And Zechariah chapter 10. Zechariah chapter 10. In verse 2, it says, "For the what? Idols, idolatry. Can money be an idolatry, an idol?" Yes, do you understand? Anything that's between you and God is an idol. It says that, "For the idols speak delusion. The diviners envision lies and tell false dreams. They comfort in vain. Therefore, the people wend their way like sheep. They are in trouble because there's no shepherd that tells them the truth." You know, people don't like you sometimes because you tell the truth. Because they hate being exposed. You and I are to enjoy exposure. Does everybody got it? You know, I know when my daughter gets exposed, she doesn't like it. Most people don't like exposure. But you and I are to welcome it. Because we don't want to be influenced by the unseen forces of deception under witchcraft. It's time to come out of it. It's time to break it off. There's too much of it. It's overwhelming in this country now. We're drawing more and more. People are drawing more and more demonic forces out of hell because they're serving darkness. They can't be released unless they're called. And they're being called all over. You got people still praying to the dead. All of these areas draw demonic demons out of hell. Practicing, agreeing with witchcraft. People are looking for power. That false delusion. Idols are emotional rulers that speak delusions. That's why it's called idolatry. In Romans 8. In verse 5, it says, Romans 8:5, it says, for those living according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit, for to be carnally minded is what? Death. And to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So in this, the carnal mind is associated with carnal vision. They're only seeing through carnal eyes. Carnal eyes. But in Romans 12, in verse 2, it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, the renewing of your thoughts, the renewing of your emotions, the renewing of your choices, the renewing of the things you see. Be renewed. Bring to remembrance by the word of God. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So you and I must constantly refresh ourselves. I'm telling you, you wake up every morning, skills are already growing. Listen, they don't die, they grow. We must keep cutting them off every single day. Every day. That's why we must be first strikers. That's why one day you're one way and the next day you're another. You start off beautiful. You may start off beautiful in the morning and by the end of the day you're miserable. You're in fear, anxious, wondering what's going on. Why? The scales are starting to come up. See, you don't even realize they're coming on you. This is where it's important that we discern it. That's why we got to keep breaking it off, breaking it off, breaking it off. That's why that deaf and dumb spirit is always there to try and hinder us. So we won't hear, so we won't see, so we won't receive, so that the scales can come on an individual. And they only see carnally. It's all about me. Far be it. Anyone else. It promotes selfishness. It brings confusion. In James chapter 1, you only see what the enemy wants you to see. You become critical, slandering, accusing, grumbling, complaining. Woes is Mises. James chapter 1. In verse 2, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, Individuals under this influence don't count it as joy. They're looking for someone to blame. They're looking for offense. My brother encountered all joy. No, it doesn't say my brother found someone you can blame this on. Amen? Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives it to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, because if he's not in faith, he's in witchcraft. With no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of sea driven and tossed by the wind. If you doubt, you're influenced. For let not that man suppose he will receive anything from the Lord. He is what? Double-minded and unstable in all his ways. You know anybody like that? Don't point him out. Double-minded and unstable. Influenced by witchcraft. Everybody got it. Under a spell. Galatians 6, verse 3. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. That's called pride, isn't it? In other words, they believe that themselves are above things. They can get away with things that others can't. That's witchcraft. Let him who... but let each one what? Examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. Let him who taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God's not mocked. For whatever man sows, he's going to reap. Thinks himself to be something. It's pride. Spotlight. Individuals wanting to be the spotlight. They got a spotlight hunger. Self-promotion. Self-recognition. They are influenced of witchcraft. And what happens is because they... That witchcraft maintains carnal eyes of self. They can't see through. Freedom. Freedom is established not only by truth, by the presence of God, but those things, presence of God and truth, bring forth so that you and I can see things through. Freedom is suppressed by the lack of seeing things through. It causes this influence causes short-sightedness. There's a realm around them. They don't go past it. They only give so much. They've already got their plan set. This is what I'm going to do. Their agenda's in place. And nothing will come against their agenda. Because that agenda has been influenced by the enemy. The Bible says that man makes their plans and God laughs at them. I don't have an agenda. My agenda is to do the will of God. You can ask my wife. She says, what do you want for dinner? I said, what? I don't even make plans for dinner sometimes. You know? I don't care. Whatever door opens, we go through according to the will of God. We must be ready in season and out. Has everybody got it? We can make plans according to God's will, but how many of y'all know it can be changed? So you can't be stubborn to your plan. Amen? Hallelujah. 2 Timothy. Oh, no. I want to go to another place. Hold on a second. 2 Thessalonians 2. 2 Thess chapter 2. Verse 9, it says, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders. That's called witchcraft. And with all unrighteous deception among those who perish. Remember, witchcraft starts with a voice that brings a lie, which causes deception. Deception brings delusion. So you're deceived in what you hear. You're deceived in what you see. And with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. For this reason, God will send them what? Strong delusion. Because they what? That they should believe the what? The lie. That all of them may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Verse 21. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 21. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the ladder, in other words, well, wait a minute, what's the ladder? Well, you and I were born in iniquity. We were born with a curse. We were born with a spell in our life. We were born blinded. We walked in deception. We wanted to fulfill the lust of the flesh all the days of our life until we became born again. It says, and he is a new creation in Christ. Old things pass away, all things become new. That is the process of constantly cleansing yourself and breaking yourself off of the things from the world, things from the past. Because if you don't, they're going to build on you and you'll be blind again and under that spell. And you will walk in fear. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master and prepared for what? Every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace with those who call out on the Lord out of a pure heart. So you got to be careful who you associate with. Your associations will bring impartations. Your associations will bring impartations. And it's amazing how many people have been saved and born again and still are hanging around with people that are out there. They're trying to still be their friend because they have something in common. It's called evil. Verse 23. But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach and patient. In humility, correcting those who are in opposition. It's amazing how many times you correct someone in opposition and they're offended. Because they're still under the influence. They only have carnal eyes. They can't see things through. The Bible says God chastens those he loves. In humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance so that they may know the what? The truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the, that snare of the devil is what? Witchcraft. And what does he do? Having been taken captive by him to do his will, he will influence an individual to do his will. And let me share something with you. It doesn't happen all at once. He is influencing an individual for a specific time. A specific time to come against At a certain time, he is prepping and preparing that individual for a certain time to come against the move of God in someone's life, in a place, or whatever. It's a specific time that all of a sudden, boom, whoa, what happened? It's because they've been under the trance, under the curse, under the witchcraft. And then all of a sudden turn, wham, they'll betray, they'll do something stupid that you'll go, oh my God, I would never expect that from them. People you may love, you just never know, because the enemy, again, to do the enemy's will doesn't mean that they do it all their life. See, he prepares each and every one at a specific time to do his will. That's why you and I must constantly break this off of us so that he will not influence us to do it at his time or at all, God willing. And I want to close at 1 Timothy chapter 2. Causes an individual to maintain an immature state. It's an inherited trait of darkness. An inherited trait of darkness. Has everybody got that? That's why the word was saying always learning, 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 and never coming to the knowledge of truth, because they can't mature. First Timothy chapter 2. Glory. Is everybody there? Good. Verse 13. For Adam was formed first, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman, being deceived, fell into transgression. Nevertheless, she will be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith, love, and holiness with what? Self-control. Faith, love, and holiness with self-control. Again, this is an area where you and I must maintain that area of abiding. Abiding. Abiding in his presence, abiding in his word and prayer, and abiding in fellowship. You will feel the influence of the enemy multiple times. You will sense it. The Spirit will say, hey. In fact, the Spirit will tell you it's coming if you're listening. Because the enemy will brush by you sometimes. And the Holy Spirit will say, listen, he's getting ready, and I want to prepare you. See, if you ignore it, you'll be taken captive. And then it's at a specific time. See, you don't even know you're in it. But at a specific time, he'll use you to do his will and come against the will of God. Carnal eyes. Carnal eyes are promoted by witchcraft. We must come out of this so that we have spiritual eyes. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your warning. And Father, we just take dominion right now. And we break every curse of witchcraft over our lives, over our finances, over our health, over our families and our children, over the ministry. Over every area of our lives and our family lives. We first repent for allowing the witchcraft, and we break the witchcraft off. And we command every associated spirit with witchcraft to loose us and to leave us. And we call destructive fire down on every wickedness in heavenly places, as we bind, blind, mute, and deaf them and cast them to the pit, that we may receive your blessings, your abundance, your overflow, and your manifested favor in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Give God glory.